views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hi, everyone. We are having some crazy internet over here, so bear with us if it's in and out. We're recording local, and we'll put it up if we run into a problem. My internet decided to just go completely down, and we've got technicians coming out tomorrow as soon as we could get. But anyway, we're still here, and we're just going to hang in there. So I want to welcome everyone to the show. This show is used to some crazy stuff going on with technology, but that's okay. We're here, and we just keep going. So if you're new to the show, we're a metaphysical show. We talk about the angelic realm. We talk about approaching life challenges, like it said in the intro, through spiritual approaches, metaphysical approaches, positive thinking, focusing on what we want, not what we don't want, things like that. The show is here to put a higher frequency vibe out there into the world. We have enough going on out there, and I want to help you redirect your focus if this is something that you're interested in. So I do want to welcome new listeners. I want to say hello to everyone in the chats that are watching that way. I can't have all my screens up. I'm trying to make sure we actually have a good recording here, but I want you to know that you're loved, and I know you're there. Hello to the YouTube. I do see that one. And Carter maybe can help me out with Facebook if you see anything over there. Hello to everyone watching the live stream on Facebook on Transformation Talk Radio's Facebook page. I also shared that on my two Facebook pages, the Jen Royster Show and Dr. Jen Royster page. It's all over there if that's the way you want to go, if that's your preference. But what are we talking about today? We're talking about how love is power. It's the most powerful thing on earth. It's the most powerful thing anywhere. Love is truly all we need. Sounds like a song? I love that song, actually. And why is it so powerful? And why is it that it can heal anything? And we're going to talk about that. Now, we're talking about real, true, divine, unconditional love, not, you know, the romantic kind that, you know, and honestly, is that love when there's jealousy? No, because love is a high frequency. It's what I focus on in that energy when I work with energy healing, whether for myself or I'm teaching it to another group or teaching it or doing it, you know, for anyone. It's not me doing anything. It's just sharing that beautiful power of love. Now, we had Valentine's Day yesterday. Yes, we did. And that's usually about the romantic love. But all of our relationships, the power of the energy of love is absolutely the best thing you could put to it. And you have to take the romantic part out of it and think with me differently. Like, what is love? You know, somebody caring about what your thoughts are and respecting them. That's a form of beautiful love. Respecting partnerships, respecting in your relationships, even romantic, you respect that someone is a unique individual and you honor and respect that. Things like that are very powerful. They encourage and lift people. that brings people to a place where they feel like they matter. They absolutely matter. And I do, before we keep going, I had just found this out. Like I said, we haven't really been that connected over here trying to work out some technical issues on the internet. But I did hear about the news down in Florida with the high school, and I want to send a lot of love out there to that area. We do have listeners down in that area, but not even just that, just my heart and compassion are with you. Things like that are tough to see in the world. I know that. And what I want to do with this show is put a higher frequency out there for people that could really use a boost. I want them to feel like they can grab onto this one. They can grab onto a love that will surround them and comfort them in times of need. And it's not just times of need that love is available. It never wears out. It never ends. It is what it is. It really is. People think, wow, what's energy healing? Energy healing, really, to really grab and wrap your brain around energy healing, the way I have experienced it, and the way it works when I've witnessed it, I've used it for myself and, you know, others. You can say it's miraculous, but is it really? It's believing and completely putting and embracing and accepting that in. Now, we have really been going through some change. I know that. Lots and lots of change. Crazy, crazy change. I know. And here's the thing. When we are going through change like that, your heart is trying to pry open because it knows it needs to go somewhere else. And we've been experiencing that. A lot of people have been feeling things with the heart, whether it's physical, like heart attacks or flutters, or just emotions in the energy. The emotional body is really purging a lot, you know, it really is. Now, today is new moon and an eclipse. And there is a refreshing lift in the air that comes in with this. Now, we're looking at the astrology because I'm finding some synchronicities with that. I am really finding a lot with it, so I've been looking at that. I meditate. I ask the angels what they want me to share, and then I see, wow, this is turning into bigger than just relationship issues. This is turning into fixing and resolving and seeing things from a way different perspective, a higher perspective, a positive perspective, actually putting the way you see things in life. If you think about this in all of your relationships, how wow this would be if you were looking at your relationships from the way you see it and feel it. And there's a disagreement. Maybe there's a disagreement, you know. What would you see if you were to see it from the other person's perspective? I'm not saying agree with it. Truly see it that way. That's a lot of what this energy that is flowing in now is going to help us do. That's going to resolve a lot. Now, you're going to see it work itself out. I'm not saying you're not going to see some crazy stuff out there going on. You're going to see things because they have to come to the surface to be resolved and be healed, be released. So we are seeing that. You're also seeing an old way of thinking too. But if you are focusing on that and you're getting caught in that whirlwind, it will pull you down, wear you out. It will pull up fears and things that you don't feel like you can stay in the game. I want to talk about that a little bit today because I know you feel that times. I know that I have to work on that too. But when people are on a spiritual awakening path, they want a higher frequency lifestyle. They want to feel love. They want to feel a positive experience. Things will always happen, but it's how we respond to them that will change. I mean, life will go on. We will see and experience things, but a big part of living a 5D life, a fifth dimensional experience, which is already available, is seeing a different perspective, seeing the bigger picture. This energy, that's why I really wanted to talk about this today, because this energy that comes in, that's now, is, and it's going to go for a few months, actually, probably about 6 months, probably all the way to August, you'll have this experience. And you'll see that you're sorting out and you're learning to see things with a different viewpoint. That's going to be one of the biggest things you can do to help your relationships, help your relationship with yourself. You know, honoring that part of you that, I don't know, you maybe your self-critic, that perfectionist part of you, the one that just gives you such a hard time when you're trying to do something. This is a big time, guys, for everybody. And I really wanted to bring this one to you today because this is good stuff. Now, I'm looking around to make sure we're still on. I think we are. If for some reason I disappear, I'm going to keep going and we'll put it up later. So please don't worry. We always have the backups to the backups to the backups. But we're talking about the eclipse. This energy for February, this interesting unconditional love and the eye-opening awareness of new perspectives that can help you heal things in relationships. That's business, personal, the relationship with yourself. This is big stuff, guys. This is what it's really all about. It's all about love. That's all there really is. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to start diving in a little bit deeper. If you want to call in or have a question or you're experiencing something you want to share, 1-800-930-2819, or we'll see you over in the chats. Stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com. Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
And welcome back to the show. It's great to have you with us. Hello to everyone in the chats. I see you over on YouTube. I just want to say hello to Candace and Sharon. It's great to see you. Charlottesville is beautiful. Wow. Love that place. Just a few hours away from you. I'm assuming you're saying Charlottesville, Virginia. You'll have to come out to the beach right here on Shore Drive by the Bay Bridge Tunnel. That's where we are. So now, where are we in the show? We're talking about this energy that comes in with February. Now, here it is. It's a turning point. Let's put it that way. It's a turning point in the direction that the energy's been flowing. We've been, you know, really this is the official, depending on which thing you're looking at, and there's so much out there with that, with the charts and stuff. It begins the year of the dog in Chinese astrology. And when his dogs are, man, they're loyal, they're steadfast, they're stoic, they're unconditional love. Oh, yes. I love that one. Unconditional love, absolutely. And my co-host has abandoned me today because it's 75 degrees today here at the beach. I know. We keep going back and forth with that. So she's not in here. She decided I'm out of here playing hooky. So she's out there. There's my unconditional love right there. She's outside enjoying it, having a nap. Now, this February, this eclipse officially ended and is a turning point because we were in this, okay, we're clearing out. And you will still be clearing out. Some of you, we're always clearing something out, guys, okay? It doesn't mean, oh, no, I didn't clear everything out. I don't want you to take it that way. But this is officially, if you looked at astrology, it shifted us into the turning point of refreshing. Now we focus on building the new. Because all of 2017 and all of the last couple of months and the first couple of months of 2018 help you wrap that up from the year before was about the purging and the getting rid of and the releasing. You still will have some. It will overlap. I know that. But now you're going to feel this refreshing vibe in the air that, oh, I can start working on some new things. You may already have been feeling it. I know that I have. And you start to find, oh, I just want to focus on where I'm going and not so much of that. And you'll find that you're not experiencing, when you do that, that's actually a very positive thing to do, especially if you've been going through something tough. When we focus on creating new right now, you're going to lift your joy frequency because you love it. You're passionate about it. You want to do this. You're looking for that life that you want. And when you do that, a lot of the stuff of old, let's put it that way, of a third dimensional, you guys help work with me on this, trying to explain it quickly, and if it's brand new to you, you're like, what is she talking about? Third dimension is what we've known for hundreds of thousands of years with all the fear and the everything going on out there, you know, all the stuff. When we want to leave that behind and we want to live in a higher vibrational frequency of energy, you're healthier, happier. Life is different. And honestly, when you start to put your energy there more than the old, you won't see as much of it. Because if fifth dimension is already here and you can experience these things, and I've been working with this, I've been really exploring it more. And I honestly, I just want to stay in it. I miss and I don't even experience or see or even feel things like I did. But then I was going through this perspective And that's what I'm trying to share with you. I want to know what it's like for them. I want to help them. I want them to see how wonderful this is. Well, when I go back and I look at it, but from the eyes of someone that's not doing so great, or they're not feeling this happy, happy thing, wow, the weight of that energy after I've released it is a lot. I've had to really recover. I've had to, you know, work on releasing that quicker because I don't want it to weigh down. I actually would feel that I was coming down with illness. So the comparison was so amazing that I thought, wow, I didn't even realize it was that heavy. When you're in it and oppressed by it, and you're just so used to that's the way of life, and you come out of it and you feel the freedom that I'm talking about, your energy is not drained, and you're not maybe hanging out with all the toxicity that was in your life before, whether it's an environment, a belief, a bad habit, whatever it is. You get away from that, the freedom that you feel is unbelievable. As soon as you try to go back into that, you don't really want to do that so much. You're like, whoa, I didn't realize. Wow, I used to be in this all the time and I never realized it was like this. Maybe not. I mean, 50, 20 years, 5 years, 2 years ago, yeah, it was more present, and it just is shifting to where we have options now where we don't have to be in that anymore. We don't have to. This is all a personal choice. This is how I'm describing it. It's not very easy to describe, to be honest, and I am trying to describe something that is brand new and different and something you may have never heard of before. But focusing on what you do want in your life is the easiest way to say it. And we have been hearing that. You know, you hear, oh, focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Actually, that is a very powerful thing to do. Why? That's self-love. That's allowing yourself and honoring yourself that and choosing something that you prefer to create for your reality. In metaphysics, everything that we put our energy into is what we experience in our reality. So what are you experiencing? Some of it might be a mix. You like most of it except maybe one area. That will be where maybe some conditional love might be an issue. That might be where it maybe a new perspective will help. Things like that. This, what this energy brings to us, and it's pretty cool. I mean, it's potent, it's intense, but it does come through. It'll do all of it. It'll be potent, intense, but gentle. The thing that it has that I love, it's positive and joyful. And honestly, if you've been in an experience, if that's what your life has been, just feeling oppressed or sad or nothing ever goes your way kind of a thing, this would feel foreign to you. This would feel strange. You might even find that the ego side of you, the mental body side of you, your beliefs, your mindset isn't trusting it. Like, nothing's ever too good to be true. Or, I don't know, that works great for some people, but it never seems to work for me. You might be experiencing that way. So I want to give you a heads up how you might find that you push it away when, honestly, let me call it out. Is it going to hurt you to just explore it personally? Nobody needs to know if that's more comfortable at first. Just try it. There's a lot of naysaying that will squash it and put a wet blanket on it for you. Don't let that happen. Don't do that. I mean, don't give that more importance and value than what you really want and what does lift you. If it lifts you and everybody else thinks it's silly and you make what they think more important, you've given all your power away to something that's going to pull you down. You don't want to do that. And I'm working with metaphysics and the energy of things. Okay, that's what we're talking about today. every bit of what we're talking about is love, and it's also unconditional love. It's also going to raise your frequency. You're going to feel lighter. Now, it might mean some major changes for some of you, or maybe you've been working on it. You haven't enjoyed the regular groups you've been hanging with, or you just need a change, or you maybe just need some time to yourself. What is wrong with time to yourself? There's nothing wrong with it. That's good for you. All the sages out there, they love time to themselves. They don't feel alone. They feel just fine. If you have a hard time being by yourself because there's nothing to distract you from yourself, maybe that's where the love needs to go. Self-love is a very important part of what we can give out into the world. So this energy here is really interesting because it's all about what I'm talking about. It's going to help you see things from a different picture, a higher perspective. I've never wanted to check that out before, but maybe I will. Maybe I should look into seeing and trying to understand or wrap my brain around that. I never will understand it, but, and you might be claiming that. And it's really a time to, you know, look at the perspective from another point of view, but then you look at your own. It doesn't mean that everything everybody else thinks is what you should think. It's about knowing when to just, you know what, I still feel the way I do. I'm still standing on what my principles and my beliefs and my virtues are, it's important to me, but I respect and honor that that's important to you. That's the beginning of finding peace and harmony in a situation. Not, no, you're wrong, I'm right. Yeah. See what I mean? There's going to be a little bit of work to do with this out there, and I know that. Don't worry about all the things you can't fix. Keep it in-house where you can work with you and what you can do differently. So we're going to take a short break. I know I'm talking deep here, but it's so important, and I was really seeing that if I could just, even if this is brand new to you, introduce you to something that could make a huge difference in your life and get you going in that direction that you really want. So with that, we will take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
And welcome back to the show. We're talking about the new moon. We're talking about the eclipse. It's a solar eclipse. And it's very different from a moon eclipse that we just had. There's a pulling and a tugging, and it's one pulls things out, one's bringing you forward. A moon eclipse is more of a feminine energy. We just had that with the full moon a couple weeks ago. That one's more of, you know, you go inside, it's internal, you're clearing house inside, it's, you know, creative, and you're making a, getting a plan together, so to speak. Solar eclipse is more of a masculine energy. It's more proactive. It's like, okay, we got a plan. We're gonna start working. Let's get it going. Let's, you know, it's like the architect comes into play. It's like, all right, let's start building this. Let's do it. Let's build this thing. That's the difference. So you see, you might be feeling more, I gotta, you know, just do this. One of the things that you will find easier is if there was something that was so scary to start, now's a really, really good time to do it. Another thing is it's Aquarius energy, you know, it's Aquarius, and, you know, it kind of, it's a thinking, it's a little analytical, but it will make it easier to start thinking in the bigger picture, you know. And here's one of the big things: how do your actions, and this is what I mean by the bigger picture, we got to come outside of our own experience for a moment to open our awareness to see what it's like for others. How do our actions, our words affect another person? We don't want to be afraid to be who we are, but at the same time, it's an art to being completely free to be you, and at the same time, having the compassion and still standing in you, who you are, but knowing that, wait a minute, the bigger picture, how am I affecting someone else? Most of the time, this comes into play when it's maybe harsh words. Or criticism. Maybe we could have had constructive criticism. Maybe the delivery could use a little work. You see what I'm saying? Maybe they really did ask for your opinion about something, but you came across kind of rough. And maybe it was like you squashed their dream, you know? You probably have felt this personally, you know? You know, we're used to what we know how we feel. That didn't come out very well. Anyway, we know how we feel when someone else's actions or words affect us. Now if you put that shoe on the other foot, it's a learning process, and that really helps us respect one another. So that's one of the things to think about. Now, we looks like we have a caller. Yeah, let's go ahead and bring the caller on.
Charlene, you're on the air with Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello,
good
Charlene.
Morning, Jen.
Hello, how are
how
you?
Are you?
I'm wonderful.
I'm
very
good.
Nice to very nice to speak with you. So what can we do for you today?
The new energies that are coming through. Excuse me. I've just noticed just the last few nights that I haven't been able to sleep. And with the new energies, I do agree that there is still, there's always clearing to, but what I'm phoning in for is with these new energies, I'm feeling the need to go a different direction in my career path.
Okay.
And I'm sort of like at a fork right now.
Okay.
Like what I do is I feel like I'm in a fork right now. And I'm
okay.
standing and I'm looking and there's adjacent. And I'm
okay.
not moving forward.
Right. And you know that one is a big one that a lot of people have been feeling. And I've been experiencing that with the people that I work with. What I want to say to you is giving you a different perspective from what I'm seeing with your energy.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel the movement, like you're saying, I feel like I'm at a fork. Now I feel stuck. I'm not sure what to do. You're still moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't at a fork. Here's the thing. You weren't at a fork before, but you are now because you're being nudged to a place where it's going to change for you. Okay, thank you. I'm asking, Michael Kemp comes in. I love it when he comes in and he just gives me this, like, sometimes it feels like a real hard tap on the shoulder. It makes me move. That seems silly, but that's what it is for me. The fork is you have options. It's not necessarily one's right
mm-hmm.
or wrong. That's what I like.
Okay.
And I went, ooh, I like that. And I, you know, yep. Yeah, okay, I feel it. And the energies are the bigger picture. So when I see this for you, and I'm standing in the road, I'm in this visual with you, with the energy, you have two options because you're the boss of which way you want to go. It's a pullback time, and it's actually a good place to be at the fork and not move yet until you have identified, what do I really want? You know, what is it that I really want? Do I want happiness with enough money to be happy, or do I want all that money, but, you know, it might be a little busy and a little much. You know, I don't know how to explain it. I'm just giving you options. It's also,
mm-hmm.
and also that out of the comfort zone, you want to explore that because it could have some clues for you. Like one direction might be more out of your comfort zone than another. Doesn't necessarily mean it's
mm-hmm.
a bad choice. There isn't a bad choice here. It's giving you opportunity to work with the energy from the bigger picture, which is perfect for you right now. Seeing the bigger picture,
right.
The awareness, so you can go, you know, this is what I really want. Job A would give me this. Job B would give me this or that, you know, and you're weighing it out. I would do as
mm-hmm.
much research and homework as I possibly could if I was in your shoes, because it's going to be a proactive
okay.
for you. Yeah, absolutely. Not waiting for them to kind of tell you what to do, but more be proactive. And if I were you as well, I would go, okay, what can I do to learn about A or B, and do as much and learn as much as you can, talk to people in it, kind of learn the experience, you know, what is around it, what would your life be like living completely in that, and then see how you feel, and then tap back into that. And don't worry about the sleep thing too much, because that happens when we're going through a big shift or the energy is activating something within us. You will catch back up.
Yeah, because
go ahead.
Yeah, because basically what I was thinking is because of the job that I'm in, I work with thousands of people, so the job that I'm looking towards, well, the job that I'm in, I could easily just still work at the job that I'm in and then ease into the new job through the old, like make it flow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like there's an opportunity there because,
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I just wanted to send my love to you, too.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I do appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. I'm all about logical spiritual approach, because when you're going through an awakening or a big turning point in life, it doesn't mean we throw logic out the window. We don't, and when we go out of our comfort zone, that doesn't mean we throw logic out the window and we dive into something and now we can't take care of ourselves. That's not logical to me. And
no.
I do. I'm all about that. You're going to look to the other thing that I'm picking up that would I have to say for you, and then I'll let you go.
Okay.
Look at your health choices, exercise, diet. What do you need to do for you to feel more balanced? It's very important, because when you're going through big turning points, it takes more energy because we're having to learn more.
Yeah.
At the same time, we're keeping up what we were doing as we transition. And so the physical body needs support. And that's your responsibility, our responsibility as people, you know, living in these vehicles, right? So, yeah, make sure you don't ignore that, okay? Make sure you don't ignore that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was wonderful speaking with you, and thanks for calling in. I think that was a great one for a lot of people to hear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Wow. Thank you, it was Charlene. Yes, Charlene, thank you very much. We are going to take a short break. When we come back, a little bit more to wrap the show up on the new moon, this eclipse energy, and unconditional love, and this major positive, joyful turning point in our life. There's a long sentence for you. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff. angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back, guys, to the show. This is our last segment, so I want to go over a couple of more points about this eclipse energy, about what February brings to us an opportunity for growth. One of the things that we touched on with the caller in the last segment was about this is going to give you opportunity to stop, ponder what you really want. It's joyful, it's uplifting, it's refreshing. You'll feel the vibe of, oh, you know, what do I really want to do? What do I want to change? It will also have a theme of your relationships, like I was saying, relationships with the self, what you really are, truly are. Do you allow that to be a place in your life, who you really are? I know that. You know, the bigger picture in relationships and how you interact, how you affect others, how they affect you. This energy helps bring it to the table where things can be sorted out with a positive, more open-minded, so to speak, energy. Before, maybe not. Nobody could even sit and talk for 5 minutes, you know, something like that. It will help you fine-tune what you really want to do, what you really want to stop doing, what you want to let go of. If you want to move on and get away from something, what you want to bring in, because it might be a little bit of both, like a transition, like Charlene was talking about in the previous section. She's going through transitional point. And it's really going to make it more important to you once that self-unconditional love is there for you. It won't be tolerated when you know you've reached that point. I just can't tolerate this anymore. I need different, you know, that kind of thing. That's when you'll know you're starting to shift. And you will always be changing, okay? This is a big turning point to start creating and building something new. You know, when you think of it this way, when you're relocating or you're looking for a new home, maybe you're going to build a new home, or maybe you just are still in search and you're also preparing to sell your old home or something like that. Or maybe you just rent. You're packing up the old, but you're still looking for something new. That's where we are right now with our lives. You're building the new that you'll eventually be completely in while wrapping up some things in the old. That's probably... this whole show, that's probably what, you know, that honestly, what I've been trying to say, because that's a good way to think about it. Don't look at things that slow you down, like the fork in the road. That would be, oh no, I don't seem to be moving. Don't look at it that way. This is your opportunity to look at it from a different perspective. If you feel like you're not moving or doing anything, ask why. Ask your higher self. Ask your guides, your angels, your divine source. What? Why am I not moving? Because honestly, more times than not, we overanalyze when we stop for a moment and we look at things and we go, why am I not moving? And you're starting to get hard on yourself. We start to build an anxiety of, we're not doing anything, we're not doing anything. Maybe there's a slowing down for a reason to allow something else to come into your sight. maybe to give you time to see things from a different perspective. Now, if you're in a full-blown anxiety and frozen and causing a big stressful life for yourself, that's something different. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if you just, there's not really a reason to be freaked out. Well, we start working ourselves into that. Ask yourself why. Well, maybe there's a different reason I'm slowed down. Maybe there's something else I needed to see or I missed, or I have the opportunity to learn something before I make that next step. This energy is really good for helping you see which one it is. If you're truly in a frozen state and you start feeling the low, heavy frequencies, you might still be in a place where you're clearing out your situation. Where is your focus? That's something different. One of the things to be that will also happen is you're listening more to your inner voice. You're going to start to trust that and hear it. At first, you might feel, if you're not used to that, you might feel like, well, that doesn't seem like me. You know, if it's maybe prompting you to do something you would have never thought you'd do. Maybe it's time to change a job, or maybe I want to go take a new class in something, you know, and you're like, that's something I've never thought I would do. Well, that's because that was the way you were. Maybe there's something to experience and explore in this new thought or idea. Maybe there's somebody you'll meet. Maybe there's a talent that you'll learn that you never knew you had. It's unlimited possibilities with the energies that keep coming through. Now, it's overall, guys, just know this. This Aquarius energy will have you thinking, looking at a bigger perspective. The awareness will open up. But it will also be, it's overall a very beautiful, positive, joyful energy that's very refreshing. So tap into that. Don't work yourself up about the way you were feeling even yesterday. Give yourself opportunity to see a joyful side of life, to do something today that you absolutely love to do. Give yourself time to go do that. Give yourself a chance to see something new in your life, to have a positive outlook on something. It's, you know, having a positive outlook or learning something new that's brighter and happier, how can that be harmful at all? It can't be. Maybe that's what you need more of in your life. So if you're on a spiritual awakening path, you feel like life is changing for you, you feel like you're at the crossroads or the turning point, this energy, you want to use this energy. You want to just say, you know what? Open up to it. You want to open your heart to love. Let love in, unconditional love for you and everything else in your life to heal that. It's very powerful, very, very powerful. Positive thoughts are healing energy as well. That's love. Positive thinking. Surrounding yourself with positive activities, maybe, you know, things that you listen to or you watch on the television. Maybe we need to change that up. Don't get caught in all the gloom and doom 24/7. You're pulling yourself down and wearing yourself out. Give yourself time to have a little joy in your life, because it's a beautiful time. It really is. And I wanted to bring this to you today. I wanted to introduce you to a different way of thinking, perspective, opening up to love, opening up to what love really is, what it really is. Love does not hurt. That's just a song, okay? That's a song from way back. A good song, made the charts, but it doesn't hurt. Not real love that I'm talking about. Unconditional, divine love, the real source behind healing everything, the most powerful energy there is. Give yourself a chance to experience it. It's going to be easier with this energy. So, guys, we're out of time. I want to say thank you so much for being with us. Looks like we handled it and we got through the show okay. And I just love being here with you every week. So thank you so much for listening, watching on the live stream videos. We will see you here next week on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.